Unemployed Americans have a number of options for finding a new job. They might pick up a newspaper to browse the Help Wanted ads. If they have an internet connection, they might go online to search for other opportunities. Or they could visit their local Department of Employment Services. Here in the nation's capital, they're called one-stop career centers. Now, those centers can come to the people. City officials have just inaugurated the one-stop mobile career center. The brightly colored camping vehicle has been completely renovated. The mobile home's beds and shower have been removed, and the vehicle is now equipped with 12 computer workstations, a television, an internet connection, and helpful people just like Geraldine Hamilton.
What we offer is basic job search. And when we say job search, it's not like we have 1,000 men sitting downtown in an office waiting for us to send people for jobs. What we do is we equip people with the credentials they need to be profitable in the workforce. I'm going to make it so that your resume sticks out more than his resume does, so that you shine and get the job and he doesn't. I give you the tools necessary to complete the process.
Ms. Hamilton and her colleagues can offer advice on everything from how to write a resume and cover letter to how to dress for a job interview. The Mobile Career Center will also host literacy and job training classes. As it travels around the city, it will visit places like job sites where workers are to be laid off, homeless shelters, schools, and churches. It's intended to reach out to the people who might not turn to the government for help in finding a new job. At the inauguration ceremony last week for the Mobile Career Center, Washington Mayor Anthony Williams spoke about those he believes will benefit most from the outreach project.
They're residents that are unlikely to come into a government office. All the literature and all of our experience tells you that, whether it's due to an accessibility problem or general mistrust of government. We all know that when you're in a bad situation, there's distrust of government. There's actually a lack of self-esteem. I mean, all those things are working that don't make it easy for us to get services to people who need them.
To tackle the accessibility issue, the Mobile Career Center is equipped to handle wheelchairs and can be driven to meet people who might not be able to travel far from home. To overcome distrust of the government, the project is called on a higher authority.
Oh God, we thank you for the commitment of resources, and thank you for the job opportunities, and thank you for even the ability to do literacy, oh God, on this truck, on this van.
While no money will be going directly to religious groups, the Mobile Career Center has invited community and religious organizations to participate. Congregation members can mentor job seekers and volunteer at the local government's career centers throughout the city. Unlike traditional government-funded assistant programs that are strictly secular, this project is part of the Bush administration's faith-based initiative, which not only permits faith-based groups to be involved in community service, it actively encourages them. But Margaret V. Wright, who directs the city's Office of Faith and Community-Based Partnerships, insists their involvement won't interfere with the Career Center's mission, helping people find jobs.
Our goal is not to allow the customers to bring their spiritual needs here. I mean, that's why they have their faith-based organizations to satisfy that. So when they get to us, they're simply ready to talk about job training, job skills, or I'm job ready and I want a job.
If this partnership is a success, DC's Mobile Career Center could represent a change in the way spiritual organizations and the government provide services around the country and could lead to more collaborations in the future. For Coast to Coast, I'm David Clements.